What is a dApp, and how is it changing the world as we know it? If you've been into crypto long enough, you've probably come across the term dApp. But what is a dApp, and how is it important for the future? What is dApp? dApps are applications whose software model is decentralized and is entirely distributed, meaning that computation is done by multiple nodes as opposed to one. As the term suggests, this also means that there is no single authority to execute changes and control. They can be identified as a toolset that can be scaled and applied to any phenomenon. The future of dApps. So how does the future of dApps look like? There are three different types you should be paying attention to. Type 1. These are solely financial dApps that utilize their own cryptocurrency, such as Waves, Bitcoin, etc., and operate strictly within the blockchain world. Simply put, these are world-famous cryptocurrencies as we know them. Type 2. These dApps go beyond the blockchain world, but are used solely for financial purposes. For example, an ICO or a blockchain-based customer loyalty program are Type 2 dApps. Type 3. Currently, there are numerous initiatives developing and implementing these types of dApps. Type 3 dApps perfectly illustrate the notion that besides money, you can literally tokenize everything. Blockchain provides astonishing capabilities for customer-business relations, since the system itself is hard to undermine, so any actions that take place within the blockchain are easily traceable. The information is securely distributed between nodes, making hacking or scamming attempts pointless. So, in the next 5 years, we will see significant changes in the following sectors as a result of dApp implementation. Finance and banking. Healthcare. Taxi and car rental services. Energy distribution. Real estate. Food delivery. Obviously, this list will expand further, incorporating spheres that may seem untokenizable at first. Currently, the most obvious and rapid changes are taking place in the following spheres. Identity authentication, finances and banking, voting, governance, logistics and supply management.